Chevrolet Gemini Publications, our business buzz. Good morning to you, Carol.
Good morning, Shelley.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm so excited. It's a beautiful day.
Well, I've got the curtains drawn so I can concentrate on my craft.
Well,
but
Keep those allergens out of here.
It's bright, partly sunny, high near 62. That means I bet you'll ride a bicycle or something.
Oh, no. I'm covering myself from pollen. I'm hiding.
Well, then you'll work on your craft today.
That's right.
A craft that involves what? The business journal.
Write and edit.
Well, you know.
There are so many good stories coming in to Grand Rapids Business Journal. We have probably a dozen stories just over the last few weeks on new businesses, young entrepreneurs. So I thought, Shelley, I'd really focus on, you know, what's happening in that community. And we're talking about filling the void. People with great ideas see where there's a hole, maybe in business services, and stepping in to fill it with their know-how. Case in point, this week we're reporting on Packaging Compliance Labs. And this is a young startup. They really kind of started moving in this direction about 2 years ago, and they're finally moving into their own space and out of incubators. But they took on the medical mile. It turns out that packaging validation companies for the medical industry that design, develop, and create systems for medical and pharmaceutical products don't exist in this area. So a lot of those businesses along Pill Hill were contracting with service providers from outside of the state of Michigan. In comes Ryan Erickson, vice president of Packaging Compliance Labs, and Matt Lappin, the founder. They launched a company in the GR current space. Here's how those little startup places really help fuel a new business. Started in GR current space and then spent a year at the Grand Valley State University Cook DeVos Center, Health Sciences, in the incubator space. And they've been creating, they have to make sure that any device, medical, pharmaceutical, is delivered clean and sterile and haven't been exposed to microorganisms. So you can imagine the kind of background they're bringing into this industry. And Compliance Labs then creates packaging in the moment to adapt to what needs to be shipped and sent out of state, because as we know, medical manufacturing is a big growth area in this community. And in some instances, businesses moved out of automotive manufacturing or parts design and moved into medical manufacturing, most famously Cascade Engineering. So they're providing, you know, a safe place to bring in these products and get them packaged and shipped, and all manner of growth is now going on for them. They're moving into their own space, and it may not be enough by the end of the year, tripling the number of environmental chambers in the startup lab, and they have ISO 17025 accreditation. So they've really rocked. And it's not a food business, it's not beer, but it's so important to this economy. So good for them. Okay, this weekend we got a lot of social buzz on this story. Business Journal reporting on Saturday morning at grbj.com about a couple of classmates from East Grand Rapids, graduated in 2015. What year is it?
That was just 1 year ago.
They are the new founders of Southern Hound, a clothing brand that offers Southern countryside-inspired classic clothing.
That's in this week's edition of your journal.
Our lead story.
Whoa.
And it's just really picked up. They've got a lot of people interested in what they're doing out there. In fact, over the last several months, they've been shipping all over the United States. They've been able to raise $5,000. They're obviously looking to raise a little more. They released their first 100 sample shirts to colleges and individuals across the country and received nothing but positive feedback. So good for them.
Another, they graduate from high school.
They're all at different colleges and universities.
All right. It's good to know
that. And they're all friends. Jack Van Gessel and Carter Masuk are the two co-founders. And they're working with another friend who has an IT business, and then Image Quest in Comstock Park, which is a screen printer, embroidery shop, and promotional products supplier. And the owner of that business, his son played football with these guys. So they're all in it together. They're manufacturing all the clothes locally in Grand Rapids, Michigan-based business, and they're selling as far as China. So good for them. Southern Hound. You know, something about that. People like it. Another story in the Business Journal focusing on bonding.
Like human relation bonding or like financial?
How do you get the millennials and the baby boomers to better work together in a respectful manner? Now, everybody thinks that's a problem. Maybe it isn't.
Yes.
I suggest not. But Distal Wolf Events is stepping into the breach. And this is a business formed by Jill Wolf and Carol Distal. Two women, part of a growing number of women entrepreneurs.
It's here in West Michigan,
that
right?
Yeah, here in West Michigan. They started out last year as GR Scavenger Hunt and found they had a lot of businesses asking them to provide team building services for them based on their scavenger hunts. So they've changed their business model to move with what is needed in the community. You know that retention is a huge issue, especially in an environment of worker scarcity. So this group, this new business, is stepping in to provide these events to strengthen team building. I'm trying to find a quote here I can pull from this story. If you have a baby boomer and a Gen X on your team and a millennial, they all bring their own perspectives and creativity to competing to challenges. The same goes with accountants and graphic designers who bring different skills and mindsets, and they all want to earn as many points as possible. So they set up, they meet in a central location. There's a free app the team downloads, and then they're set. They set out in teams to accomplish basic challenges built into this app and for that particular group. That may mean taking team selfies, finding trivia question answers, or finding hidden QR codes. There's an award ceremony afterward. A fun way to network. In addition to just team building, they're finding that it's not a fake kind of networking. They call it fake kind of networking situation. They're forming connections with people you otherwise would not, and leaving out the worst parts, like trying to figure out what to talk about, because everybody has something to talk about in the challenge. And some of these challenges are taking off on some of the more fun shows, you know, like America's Race.
Amazing Race. Amazing Race. Amazing Race.
And setting things up, the clues and all of that. So it's just a lot of fun. And they've been called now, and they're expanding their businesses into the Detroit area and into Traverse City. So it's going to be fun. Wolf was saying, calling to mind in the story, a study done by Deloitte Touche that said only 28% of millennials feel their current organizations are making full use of their skills. And the size of the millennial generation just surpassed the baby boomers in terms of size. So it's a way to get everybody connected. Good luck to them. It's a lot of fun. Let's do that, Shelly. Yeah, let's go on our own little team building. Okay. You run and...
What will you do?
I'll sail.
Yes, yes. Let's sail. All right. Put it down.
Okay, there's more.
There's more. What's more, Carol Blade?
Another big story coming this week. Robert Anthony, a local musician, composer, producer, has come up with an idea for a new app and is collaborating to bring that app to market for free download on both Android and iPhones at the end of this month or early June. So this is exciting. He's been thinking about this for about a year. He has everything ready to launch. It's called Radiator, and this is a combination of the words radio and the acoustic term resonate. The app serves as a cross between music musician user interface and a map interface, and he's hailing it as music streaming meets online maps. And basically what this does, you can go, the idea occurred to him while he was in the mall. He wondered what everybody was listening to on their earbuds as they were walking around the mall. So he's created this app where you can go into a place as small as a store and figure out through mapping and people that have the app, what everybody's listening to. What's playing in your mind, you know, as you're walking around with your earbuds? What are you doing as a city? What are you doing as a region? And so you can tap in through the map and get a download of the most popular music. The thing that's most appealing, in cities like Grand Rapids is that it makes, better known local musicians and singers and that talent arena that we have in Grand Rapids. Hyper-local, real-time, crowd-powered music discovery platform. Find the vibe of a city. And he's making this available, obviously, around the world. So you on one of your running quests, yes, might decide you need to tune in to what's happening in Spain. What's their music vibe, nice, in the city you might be running?
Want to come to Iceland next year?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I'll sail over. I'll meet you there.
You can walk the race.
Oh, sure.
Okay. I'll check that out. Carol Blade with us, Gemini Publications, her shtick and more, talking news on a monthly basis. What else is on your list?
Well, OGO initiative, called the Kitchen Takeover. Ben Price loves cooking. He has a background as a food service manager, a restaurant manager, and he's decided to start his own business. This is not a catering service, he says. He's calling it co-hosting. This is an option providing a variety of levels of super cuisine, whether you want to invite him into your home to do a meal for your family, busy moms, and teach your children a little bit of nutrition along the way, or bring them into the cooking process, or whether you want to have a dinner party and be able to mix one of those great cocktails that we talk about in Grand Rapids Magazine all the time with your friends while he's in the kitchen stirring the pots. Very cool. He doesn't bring the food. He cooks everything right in your kitchen, up to 12 people at a time. And OGO is a secondary mission is to teach people about the art of cooking and good nutrition and local products. Now, they're just cool business. Something a little bit different, you know, to the food scene. Well, Two Scots is getting out there, too.
Two Scots. That's barbecue, right?
Barbecue. Branching out. They're taking a truck on the road this summer. They are located at 536 Leonard Northwest, and they've decided to move into a truck, prepare smoke, and prepare all their meats at the Leonard Street location, and then bring them out into a new food truck that they've purchased. I can't believe how expensive these things are. You've been talking about it a little bit, but that's a big commitment. They did a lot of the renovation work in their new Leonard Street store to save money and buy this food truck. So they're looking at being at the farmers markets, a couple of regular stops through throughout downtown, and they're looking at pulling the truck up to beverage establishments that don't have food, like Gravel Bottom Brewery, Gray Skies Distillery, Trail Point Brewing, Real Town Brewing, and to Scott's Barbecue is going on the road. I'm so excited.
Goodness gracious, Carol.
They're also going to do breakfast.
Really? And,
as well as lunches. So, you know, what are you going to make me for breakfast?
That sounds awesome. I'm not a real barbecue.
Get all my calories in the first of the day and walk it all off.
And that's okay. That's all right. I've got to learn to like barbecue a little bit. Maybe we'll get them in for an interview and, tease us with the smell.
Yeah.
And talk about their expansion, obviously, what
Field
we do.
Field and Fire is expanding, too.
What?
Field and Fire, downtown market. They thought that would be kind of a 50-50 retail operation, business operation. And the business, the wholesale accounts, just kind of blew off the charts. So they're moving into a second location. They are the new retail endeavor for 616 Lofts on Monroe at 820 Monroe Avenue Northwest. The new location is going to focus largely on pastries and croissants. They're too close to me.
Add that to
this
your barbecue.
Such a big temptation.
You're supporting the local economy, Carol.
Breakfast and lunch foods. Now, you should pack your calories into breakfast, right?
So I agree.
We'll just get some healthy asparagus on that croissant or something. But, yeah, so that's a very cool thing for them. And welcome to Monroe North neighborhood. Very cool update on all of the pitch competitions that are occurring now on a fairly regular basis, not just through Stark Garden, but through the Small Business Development Center, you know, in here at Grand Valley State University. The West Michigan Hispanic Chamber of Commerce on May 26th, just a week away,
is
beginning their premier business pitch competition. Hats off to Fifth Third. They're donating $5,000 toward this pitch competition, targeted to Hispanic businesses, inclusive of everyone, but they're really looking to pull more ideas and business services out of the Hispanic community. So prize money for first, second, and third place, and they'll start a pitch competition, pick 10 winners, and then those 10 winners, based on their business idea, will do a stand-up pitch, and 5 of those individuals will walk away with cash to start up the business. So good for them. Very cool. They're going to do this.
All starts on a white napkin.
They're going to do this, right. It does. It starts May 26th at Rockford Construction Company headquarters at 601 First Street.
See what I got in my hand?
You go. Yes. Oh, yeah. You're going to start?
Yeah, I'm going to jot down some ideas. Yeah.
Go pitch, Shelley.
I'm pretty happy now. Go ahead.
Joy. There was one female owned business among those that we've talked about. There have been several others just since the start of the year. And the Business Journal gave quite a bit of in-depth analysis to a report by American Express Open using data from the U.S. Census Bureau's survey of business owners and looked at all new businesses across the country and in Michigan. Women-owned businesses are now the majority owners in 38% of all U.S. businesses. That's up from 29% in 2007. Their earnings are up and have increased by 45% compared to 9% among all businesses. They're growing at a rate 5 times faster than the national average. Michigan ranked 4th among the states for the increase in the number of women-owned firms and 10th for revenue growth between 2007 and 16. Bonnie Nawara, CEO of Grand Rapids Opportunities for Women, said she sees a clear sign that the business climate here is becoming more supportive of women entrepreneurs. Last year, Grow worked with almost, well, more than 600 entrepreneurs through its training, counseling, and its micro-lending program. The business Grow has been around for 20 years, is one of those with, you know, a history, storied history, really, in helping women-owned businesses get on their feet and then sustain second stage funding. A big program, you know, and move into that area in the last couple of years. Nawara was really excited to tell us that 8 of 10 new women-owned firms launched since 2007 have been started by a woman of color. Mm-hmm. No glass ceilings. Go, girl.
Good. Let's get her on a board now.
That's right.
Get her running for office.
That's, well, there, it's going to be a lot, I think, of attention given to that. I think the governor's Commission on Women is looking at that more specifically. There are initiatives beginning out of Detroit, and in fact, Grand Rapids Business Journal is looking at pulling together a combination of its resources through the 50 most influential women mm-hmm. and the top women-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. By the way, we'll be taking nominations for top women-owned businesses in the West Michigan region in this next year.
Great.
You know, in West Michigan, it really is, I think, a lot more difficult for women to find board memberships, paying board memberships, despite their level of expertise and experience. We're largely privately owned and largely family owned in the West Michigan region, compared to Detroit, where you're looking at a lot more public companies. It's been more difficult for women in West Michigan to find their ways onto the Gentex and the Steelcase and the Herman Miller boards. Steelcase and Herman Miller being those that are most welcoming. And so that's going to be a serious initiative, I think, over the coming year as the Business Journal gets ready to recognize top women-owned businesses. I have business owners, CEOs of major corporations in this area say to me, well, they don't know where that talent is, or they may be bringing in talent from California or other areas that are considered innovative. And I think it's on us to help show where that talent is in the local area in Michigan.
Yeah. Carol Vallée, thank you very much.
Cheers.
Let's have you share where we find out more information.
grbj.com.
Yeah, you've mentioned that. Thanks, Carol. We'll speak again
in June.
Have fun. Take care.